Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Vav Omud Aleph. And we have the unbelievable pleasure of learning today the halachos of Birchas HaTorah. Everything that we're doing here is learning Torah, and today we'll learn how important it is to make a bracha before we learn Torah. So Simen Mem Zayin begins with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Birchas HaTorah Tzorech Lehizor Bo Ma'od. Person has to be extremely careful and zealous in performance of the mitzvah of saying Birchas HaTorah prior to any learning. We already had the discussion yesterday's shiur talking about how whether you can or cannot say any techinos or slichos prior to Birchas HaTorah, and we concluded that certainly, ideally, one should say Birchas HaTorah prior to the recitation of any psukim at all. And here the Mechaber is telling us how important it is to make Birchas HaTorah. One should be very careful to say it properly, as we'll see a very scary gemara from Nedarim that will be brought down shortly. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, Ein in the Shagas Aryeh, Demasik Shebirchas HaTorah Umin HaTorah. This is one of the two brachos that are Da'araisa, Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon, are the two and only two, according to many poskim brachos, that have their requirement to be said as a Da'araisa, Torah-driven bracha. Lachay, therefore, the Mishneh Berurah says, in this topic, lo, if a person's uncertain, did he or did he not, in Birchas HaTorah or not, Chozir Mevarach, you have to repeat this. Normally we say Sofik Brachos Lahamka, because almost all Brachos other than Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon are Derabbanan, and we say, when in doubt, better not to say Hashem's name in vain, and you do not repeat the Bracha. But for Birchas HaTorah, you have to go back and make the Bracha again. This is brought down the Sharon Sion in the name of the Prichadosh, the Chayadim, and the Derech HaChayim. However, Mikol Makom, Kivin Shu Lo Sofik, however, since this is a Sofik, maybe you did make it, Lo Yivarech Ela Birchas Asher Bracha Banu, Sheha Mu'ulo Sheba Brachos. As we've already spoken out, there's a question whether there's two or three Brachos of Birchas HaTorah. We have the first Bracha, Asher Kitchen Mitzvah Sivanu, La'asok b'divrei sora, and then we have the words either v'ha'arevna or harevna. Either way, it's fully said. The only question is that a separate bracha, or is it a connected bracha to the first part, the first bracha, sok b'divrei sora? In any event, this first bracha, la'asok b'divrei sora and v'harevna, they aren't repeated in a sofik situation. You only say the bracha asher bracha banu, because as the Mishneh Berurah stated, that's the me'ulah shel brachos, that's the most lofty of these three brachos, or two brachos, to be said. Kedisa Gemara, as the Gemara states. Then he tells us to look in the Shari Tshuva, shehevi in the name of Ktsas Achronim, the sovrim who hold the misofik lo yachzov yivarach. These Achronim hold that one should not repeat the bracha if one is in doubt, did he or did he not say Birchas HaTorah? However, the Mishneh Berurah says, Be'emes koshim ma'od l'smoch aleihem. Very difficult to rely upon these achronim and not to say Birchas HaTorah, at least asher bracha banu, al sofek, because achrei d'harbi rishonim, Elohim ha-Rambam v'chinuch v'yarashba, b'perek shlosh shachlu, these great rishonim, the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Rashba, all held sovereign the Birchas HaTorah min HaTorah, that this is a bracha d'araisa, and sofek brachos d'araisa l'chumra, and in a sofek situation, you should have to go make the bracha. And we know very well that the tremendous penalty that was imposed upon Klal Yisrael for not saying Birchas HaTorah properly, and the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, and the Ran there are almost quoted now entirely, Sivkot and Beis, which we'll reach in a few minutes in the Mishneh Berurah. But first, the Mishneh Berurah continues, and he says, "Achim nizkar zila achar atfila." If after the end of davening you realize that you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, shekvar birach birchas av rabba, but you did say the brachas of Kriyashma, including av rabba, which is a pseudo Birchas HaTorah, efshal diyesh lahakel b'zeh. Then, in this situation, one can be lenient to not say Birchas HaTorah. Afilum lo lama takeif leachar tefila, even if one didn't learn immediately after the tefila. Ideally, if one is using av rabba as the vehicle to be yotzei Birchas HaTorah for whatever the reason, then he should learn right after the davening. But here the Mishneh Berurah is saying, b'di'evet, even if you didn't learn right afterwards, you can rely upon Av Rabba and not make the bracha asher bracha banu when you're in a situation that you didn't make it before the davening. But then the Mishneh Berurah brings down the best etza, which we've already mentioned several times. Whenever you're in a sofik bracha situation, im yochol levakesh mi'acher shiotzienu b'Birchas HaTorah, if somebody else is obligated in the bracha of Birchas HaTorah and he's going to say it anyway, and you can go and ask him to be yotzeyu, that's the ideal. Or at least, shi'achavin lechatrilu b'Birchas Av Rabba liftor. The lilmo takeif leachar tefila. Or if you can't do that, there's nobody else around. So then, when you do say Av Rabba, have in mind that this is Birchas HaTorah for you, and learn immediately right after the davening to be yotzei. Matov, that would be fantastic if you could do either one of these two etzes rather than saying the bracha unnecessarily, possibly. Ubifrat lefi mashim motzosi achar kach b'sefer mayim Mordechai, maybe b'shem alavush olas tomid, gam kindu mir derabbanan. in addition to the Achronim that we brought down before in the Shari Tshuva. So you do have other Achronim here, the Ma'amah Mordechai bringing name of the Levush, and as well as the Oles Tomei. They also say it's a Bracha the Rabbanon. So certainly, Bevadei Tzorech Lizor L'Chachila Lassos Kain. One shouldn't put oneself into a doubtful situation. Wherever you can, have somebody else be motzi you in the Bracha of Birchas HaTorah. When you're in doubt, did you or did you not say it, that's better. Or to be motzi with Ava Rabba in a doubtful situation is also better. Then he adds, Ubirchas HaTorah B'tzibur, the bracha that we make on the Torah when somebody gets an aliyah, L'kuliyama D'Rabbanan. That certainly is only a bracha D'Rabbanan, Yishrim Kovod HaTzibur. That's done for the Kovod of the Tzibur. Shari Kvar Berach B'Shachris, because anybody who's getting an aliyah to the Torah almost certainly has made the bracha beforehand of Birchas HaTorah. In the issue footnote number 4, he brings down in the name of Chaim Kanievsky that if a person wishes to listen to somebody else saying Ava Rabba and B'yotzi Birchas HaTorah in that situation, that's not acceptable. It's only if you hear somebody else say Birchas HaTorah that you can be Yotze, your Chova. Furthermore, Umisha Dain Lo Birach Birchas HaTorah. If somebody hasn't yet made the bracha of Birchas HaTorah and he hears the brachos from somebody who's getting an aliyah and he hears Asher Baruch Abon Mikol Amin from that person, so, and he intends to be Yotze, you are Yotze. And therefore, he brings down from the name of Rav Yashiv as well that you're Yotze. And therefore, when you go and finish off the rest of the Birchas HaTorah, you only say the first two, La'asok b'divrei Sora and Harevna, and you don't say Asher Baruch Abonu again. And this, in fact, is a pesach of Chaim Kanievsky. And he doesn't permit you to go make the bracha Asher Baruch Abonu yourself if you were Yotze with the person who got the aliyah. Issue footnote 5, he brings down, Kishalo birach adayin v'karol alos haTorah. This could happen more easily to a person who's a Kohen, but could happen to Yisrael as well. He walks to the shul, unfortunately he's late, or maybe he's early for the next minyan. He hasn't yet said birach haTorah, and they call him up for an aliyah. So, yavarech acha kachrach lasuk b'divrei Torah v'arevna. Then that person was Yotze with his bracha on the Torah, asher bracha banim yikolu amim, that bracha on the Torah that he made for the aliyah counts also as his birach haTorah. And he shouldn't repeat afterwards, asher bracha banim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis tells us how strictly we must be careful about making Birchas HaTorah. Shalom Lilmod, one should not learn Ad Shivarech. One shouldn't learn, as we'll see, anything until one makes the Bracha Birchas HaTorah. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes and tells us, V'yivarech oso b'simcha gedol, a person should make Birchas HaTorah with great happiness. D'matzinu shamru Chazal, because Chazal tell us, and this is the Gemara in Nedarim, Pei Aleph, Omud Aleph, and the Ran there quotes this in extensive detail. Amo of the Ha'aretz, why was the land taken away from us? Why do we go into Golus for the first base Hamikdash? Vayom Hashem al ozvom Torasi, because we left HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And on that statement, it doesn't mean that we didn't learn Torah. V'yomru Chazal, shedor v'zeinishal l'neviim, amo av d'aretz. This was asked to the Neviim, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu kick us out of the land? She Yisrael hayu oskim b'Torah, because we were learning Torah. Motzinu shekozman shuayu oskim b'Torah. V'yiter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al avonoseim. And it should have been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have forgiven us for learning Torah. He should have forgiven us our sins since we were learning Torah. V'lochein lo yadu ama avda, and they didn't understand why we were kicked out of the land. And they asked this as well to the Chachamim, and even the Gemara says to the Malachi Asharis, and nobody knew the answer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodu v'atzmo, so to say, had to give the answer himself. The Mishnah Berurah continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu habochen levavos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's inside a person's heart. Yada ki afa pisha yoskim Torah, even though we were learning Torah, lo yoskim l'shem limud haTorah, we weren't learning it for the pure purpose of learning Torah, elikmosh lomdim shai chokmos, but we learned it as an intellectual pursuit. It was interesting, so we learned it, but not because it was the Torah and Hashem said to learn it. And therefore, if you didn't think it was anything other than an intellectual pursuit, if somebody picks up Shakespeare, picks up Chaucer, he picks up an encyclopedia, he doesn't make a brach on it. V'lochein lo berachu birchas haTorah. The Jewish people didn't make birchas haTorah because it was no different than picking up an encyclopedia and reading something interesting. Shelo hayisa haTorah chashuva be'eneim. That unfortunately the Torah wasn't significant in their eyes. It wasn't important in their eyes. It was just a book. V'lochein lo heganu. And therefore we were not saved and we were exiled. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'lochein tzaruch ulizor ma'od. The person has to be so very careful. V'litin odo'al shebachar banu v'nosan lanu klei chemdos. The person has to be so thankful that we're given the opportunity to learn Torah. V'gam omru chazal. And furthermore, chazal there in the Gemara in the Dorm say, she'eno zolche chas v'sholom liyos lo ben tal mechochom avur se she'eno nizor bebirchas haTorah. Somebody chas v'sholom may not be able to be zolche to have Talmidei Chachamim children, because he doesn't treat the Torah with great reverence and chashivos by making a bracha upon it. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu is a bracha of Hodah and Shevach, whereas the bracha of La'asok B'divrei Sora is brought down by the Chayyadim in the Pnei Yoshua is the Birchas HaMitzvos. The Levush adds, Shebelimun HaTorah, Shemitzvah, V'ano, Hein Achas, the mitzvah and the benefit that we get from learning Torah are simultaneous. HaBrochos Heim Gam Kein Birchas Enanim, V'tzorach Brocho Lefnei HaLibur V'Achrov. So one has to treat this as if it's a pleasure on this world, and therefore one has to make a bracha before and afterwards, like we make a bracha Rishona and a bracha Achrona. So the bracha Rishona is Asher Bracha Bonu. And the bracha Achrona, he says, is Lasok with Divrei Sora. Why is it a bracha Achrona? Make it at the beginning. So he says it's a bracha Achrona on yesterday's learning. Why didn't we make it yesterday at the conclusion of yesterday's learning? Because when should you make it? You're going to go to sleep. You're supposed to learn until you go to sleep. Until the very moment you're asleep, you're mechayev to learn. So therefore, you can't make this brach at night. It's only the next morning when you wake up and you make lasok b'divrei sora. That's the concluding bracha on yesterday's learning. And now you make asher bracha banu. That's the initial bracha on today's learning. What a beautiful idea. Furthermore, Dirshu footnote 8 brings down the Griz, the son of Chaim Brisker, who says in the name of his father, Chaim Brisker, She'ein birchas haTorah bracha al kiyum mitzvah. It's not a bracha for the kiyum of the mitzvah of learning Torah. It's a din in itself that one has to make a bracha on the Torah, and then he has to learn. And therefore, he says the nafkamina is that women are obligated to make birchas haTorah as well, even though they're not obligated to specifically learn Torah. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Sorach Levarach Bein Lemikra, Bein Lemishnah, Bein Legemara. A person has to make a Birchas HaTorah, whether there's only Chumash, whether there's only Mishnah, whether there's only Gemara. The Ramah adds, Hagah, Bein Lemedrash. This is as well true for learning Medrash. Mr. Bruin in Sif Katan Gimel writes that this is not a machlokis of the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber Gam came out of he also agrees to make a Bracha Medrash, except Elisfir Le, Dehu Bechlal Mikra. He includes Medrash as part of Mikra. That's why he didn't list it separately. In Dirshu footnote number 9, he brings down about learning Agodah and the Medrash Rabbah and other Limud Chachmas HaKabbalah. So he says, the Aruch HaShulchan as a Sofik, does that require Birchas HaTorah not? Maybe the Chiv is only on when you're learning Svarim that have Dinei HaTorah, as opposed to these are not Dinim of the Torah. However, the Kaf HaChaim writes that you do make a bracha on all of these things as well. You do say Birchas HaTorah. Furthermore, in Dirshu footnote number 9, he brings down, if you're learning a Sefer Dikduk that's based upon Torah, and it's for the purpose of learning Torah that was written by Tzadikim, one would also make a Birchas HaTorah on such learning as well. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, HaKosev B'Divrei Torah, if you're only writing Divrei Torah without verbalizing it, Afal B'Sheino Kor, even though you didn't verbalize it, Tzorech Levarach, the Mechaber says you do have to make a bracha. In Sif Katan Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sirulei, the Mechaber holds, the Ksiva Odif Mehira, this is more than just thinking it, since you're actually doing a Maisa of writing it. Hatam Yeshomi Mishum Da'ovid Maisa, as I just mentioned, the reason brought down by the Levush is because you're actually doing a Maisa of writing it. However, v'yesh omrim, there are those that say, the derech ha-kosev, that the reason is because when you write, a person normally is hotzi tevos mipiv b'shas ha-ksiv, because you're actually saying some of the words as you write them. And that's why you make the Birchas HaTorah, even when you're just writing. This is true when you're writing svarim, or you're writing divrei Torah for your purposes of learning. Or maybe mashu kosev, and you understand what you're writing, therefore you can make a Birchas HaTorah. However, Avol HaSofer, who's just matik, he's just copying, he's just trying to write a mezuzah, he's not at all thinking of the words, he's just concentrating to make sure that the mezuzah is written properly, or something like that. Ein tzorach levarach birchas haTorah, dein ze limud. That's not called learning. It's a mitzvah, but it's not called learning, and therefore you don't have to make a birchas haTorah. Of course, he had to make a Birchas HaTorah for other things. We're talking about if he did this early in the morning before he had a chance to say Birchas HaTorah and do all the other learning that he's mechuyev to do. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, certainly, im kosev eza posuk bi geres harishus ladaber tzachos, ein tzorach levarach. If you happen to be writing a posuk, you're writing a letter to a friend, and you're quoting a posuk to illustrate some point that you're making, but not else learning, so then you also don't make a Birchas HaTorah, kivin she'eno miskavi lumod, not for the purposes of learning, therefore you don't make a Birchas HaTorah. Ulinyan Maisa, what's the halacha Maisa? The Mishnah Berurah says, hiskimu achronim, he brings down here in the name of the Taz, the Morgan of Rome, and the Vilna Gaon. One shouldn't rely upon this to make the Birchas HaTorah and then just write. If you want to be perfectly Yotze, you said the Birchas HaTorah, then since writing is only really a little bit like thinking about Divrei Torah, which we'll talk about in the next Sif, if you are writing Divrei Torah and you made Birchas HaTorah just on that, you should say the words out loud. This way you don't walk into a situation where maybe you're making a Bracha Vatola. Unless, I mean, Omer, Pesukim, Birkas, Kohanim, or Braisa, the Eilu Dvarim, Achar, Bracha, Kemoshe Noagin. Nowadays, we say a whole bunch of Pesukim right after we say Birchas HaTorah in order to automatically be Yotze, the learning of Torah, right after the saying of the Birchas HaTorah. So even if a person doesn't go and do something that is otherwise obligated for certain in Birchas HaTorah, he's at least Yosei the Birchas HaTorah with the learning of these psukim right after he says the Birchas HaTorah. That's why they're instituted as part of the davening. Sif Dalet, HaMaharer B'Divrei Torah, if one just thinks Divrei Torah, Ain't Otsorach Levarach. The Machaber passes, you don't make a bracha on just thinking about Divrei Torah. The Ramah adds, V'Wadin L'Yochel Livsok Din below Nisinas Tam L'Dvarav. Likewise, if a rabbi is on his way to shul in the morning and a congregant stops him and says, Rabbi, is this kosher? Or he asks him some other question. Even though the rabbi hasn't yet said Birchas HaTorah, he can say yes or no without going into explanations. If he goes into explanations, that's called Dimur HaTorah. But if he just tells him yes or no, kosher, not kosher, osur or mutter, that is permissible. The Mishnah Brewery in Sifkat and Hay writes, the hero lav kidibur domi, thinking Torah doesn't have the same status as saying Torah. Ulafizeh, yesh lizor lo'osan alomdim bi'iyun, therefore a person who is learning depth from a sefer, mitoch ha-sefer, shizor lo'otzi k'saz divrei Torah b'fe achar brocha. If that's the way you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah, after you say Birchas HaTorah, you should make sure that you say some of the words out loud. Again, unless, of course, you say the psukim of Birchas Kohanim or Shai Divrei Torah out loud right after you say Birchas HaTorah, as is our minhag. Mishnah footnote number 10 says, if you hear Divrei Torah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss this. If you're just listening to Divrei Torah. However, he brings down from the Shari Tshuva, in the name of the Shelus Tshuvos Hilchos Ketanos, do make a bracha, because Shmi is Adifa Mihirur. Listening to a shir is different than just thinking about Torah because of the concept of Shomeya Keone. When you listen, it's as if you said it. However, he does bring down the Elul HaShlomo, who says that that's not correct, and one shouldn't make a bracha just on listening to a shir. Rav Chaim Kanievsky disagrees with that opinion and holds like the Shari Tshuva and says even if you're listening on a tape or on the telephone, you do have to make a bracha. And especially according to the Vilna Gaon, who says even on thinking, you have to make a bracha. So certainly in listening to a shir, you have to. But he says even according to those that disagree with the Gra and say you wouldn't make it on hearer, on shmir you would make it. Sheshmias divrei Torah, he mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Listening to a shir is also a separate mitzvah of limud haTorah and you don't have to actually speak. This is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman in terms of a live shir. He's uncertain if it's a taped shir, you're listening to a tape, whether that's true as well. Footnote 11 does bring down a question from the Meromer Yasodah that the bracha in a situation where you made it on hearer may not be a bracha d'oraisa. And indeed, Rav Yashiv paskins that one should not make brachas Torah just on hearer divrei Torah, because even the Vilna Gaon is left with a tzarech iyun, whether this is the case, halacha l'maisa. In Sifkat and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah talks about the din that your Rav is allowed to be giving a psak din before he makes Birchas HaTorah. So he says, Davka lifsok din bin bali dinim. They ain't derech limud. Just to tell, this is the din between two bali dinim, or this is kosher, or treif, or something like that. But to teach them the svara behind the limud, din b'sefer b'litam b'varech. It would create an obligation to say Birchas HaTorah, because this is certainly no worse than just writing the halacha down, which we said also requires a Birchas HaTorah. Finally, Sifkat and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah concludes that the reason behind the Rav being allowed to give the Psak Din, Hatamhu She'ikar Adin Eino Ela Mahara B'Libo, because he's thinking about it, but he's not saying the Svaras, and therefore there's no problem of Limud HaTorah exactly. V'agra B'Veira Cholek Azeh, the Vilna Gaon, of course, who holds that a hearer is Echi of a Birchas HaTorah, disagrees with this, Cholek Azeh Usfira La, and he holds, D'lo Gara Azeh Me'akori Mikro Bilvad, Tzorch Levarach, this is no different than just reading from a Chumash that you have to go make a Birchas HaTorah. V'afilu B'hiru Levad, Machmir Shalol Lahara Kozman Shalol Berach Birchas HaTorah, and the Vilna Gaon's opinion is that one should try not to think Torah before he makes Birchas HaTorah. Bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ukula yamu mutalasos ezapula smitzvah kodim birchas haTorah." One can do a mitzvah before birchas haTorah. Afagav the base ma'isa bavadihu mahari b'dinze. Even though you might be thinking about the mitzvah before you actually say birchas haTorah, you might think about the mitzvah. Nevertheless, hachi mutter, it is permissible to do the mitzvah without saying birchas haTorah because the kosher eno miskaven limudo eno tzorach bracha. Because as long as you weren't thinking specifically that you're learning Torah, you can do the mitzvah. That concludes today's shir.